Please stay with me for now.
My wonder when I some wonder consider the words the handsome made. I see the stars, I hear the roar of thunder. I part throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great
Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. This is a day you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. Father, in you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. Abba, Father, let your glory rest upon us. Cover us. Father, let there be open heavens upon each and every one of us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us together today, O Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. I want to read a scripture. I lost my baby sister 6 days ago. This is Philippians chapter 1. Say, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I would not. For I am in the street between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. It was her desire to go. She died of cancer of the uterus. We pretend to be praying, but she's gone. To God be the glory. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, because when the news came, it didn't disturb me at all, because she was a really strong Christian. After a while, my mind was bothering me. Then I said to the Lord, if she cannot make heaven, or there's something there, then I called her name, I shouted. Then I saw blue light, fire, flashes of light. So I have to leave the matter alone. She's resting. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. My sister Josephine is gone. So I will see her again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But before I give you the title of my message, I want to rehearse some certain things that I shared with you last time. Before I came to America, somebody invited me to come to a meeting because some ministers from America were there. One in particular gave a revelation. And he said he saw the Lord Jesus Christ, his eyes was red. He said, if you want to know the secrets of Mystery Babylon, go and read To Babylon. When I came to America, that was the book I was looking for. Today now you can't find that book. Because this same group of people, they decide to buy those books and destroy them. Because the name of the author is Alexander Hislop. He exposed all their secrets because he was a priest there too. And about Mystery Babylon, it's about the worship of man. The emperors were gods. They were worshiping them. Today, they still in charge of the world. But God is in charge of the church. That's where his government is rule. That's where it is. And God expects the church to rule the world. The unfortunate thing is that the church are pulling back. God put somebody in the White House now to help the church. The church are running their mouth against him. Do you know the Lord told some group of prayer group, he said, don't say anything but bad about this man. He's a set man. Hallelujah. But now, I want to read some certain things to you. The days of the week from the Romans. Monday, Tuesday, and so on and so forth. What about the months? It's from the Romans. Now, there's a mystery in the church. Worshipping of Easter has nothing to do with Jesus. Read the book of Acts. To the translators that put it there. Nothing, there's nothing with has to do with Jesus. What it's supposed to be is about Passover, not Easter. It surprised me one day, the company I was working for in Scottsdale, they set up an altar. I said, what is this? He said, this altar of Easter. Burning and coloring of egg has nothing to do with Jesus. There should be no mixture in the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, in Africa, if somebody color an egg and come and give it to you, will you accept it? Civilization, you turn things upside down. They are practicing witchcraft over here. We call it different names. Hallelujah. Okay, let me go to my message today. This morning, the Lord said, Colossians chapter 2. But the way I want to stress on is chapter 1. Let's look at the verse here. Verse 6. The verse says, we are complete in him. We are complete in him. Do you believe that? We are complete in Jesus. Now, something happened in the Garden of Eden. Then the Lord said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's just, I've just laid the foundation because this is not what I'm really going to share with you today. I want you to see verse 45. Okay, let's take it from verse 44. It is sown in a natural body and it is raised in a spiritual body. There's a natural body. And there's a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The Adam of Garden of Eden was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That is Lord Jesus Christ. Adam sold us to the devil. It will take Adam to buy us back. So he became one of us. He who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It was paid in full on the cross of Calvary. Your diseases were paid for. Your sicknesses were paid for. Your debt were paid for. Your poverty was paid for. Remember, he was made poor, that through his poverty we may be made rich. He humbled himself and took up that criminal's punishment. He was not a criminal. We were criminals. We were sinners. But he took our position in order to restore us back. Brother, I'm saying to you this morning, you are complete in him. Hallelujah. It's not about the church. Church did not give you salvation. Because Jesus Christ that died for you. But those religious people want to make it church. You have to go through the church. No, it's not through the, it's Jesus Christ is the way, is the truth, is the life. No man will come unto the Father except through Jesus. Not through church. Hallelujah. We come to a garden like this to hear the word of God, to grow up. So that we might conform to its image and resemble him in every area. Hallelujah. Are you with me so far? Just pray for me so that we'll not be too excited. I want to take it little by little. You like me so far? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't know I can share today because I was not weeping before. Now, a tear was just coming out. I remember my sister. She was here in 2018. If you see my first daughter, carbon copy. The difference is that no open teeth in the Blessed Joy. Because we resemble our mother, we have this open teeth. So she's gone. She's resting with the Lord. She said, I'm going to rest. I'm going to go and be with Jesus Christ. But the husband is not happy now. Painful. Well, it's not about my sister today. It's about Jesus. I went to a church in Nigeria. They asked me to pray. Say, you are one of those people who are in the forefront. Come and pray. I said, I finished praying for the sick. I started saying, it's not about Frisbee. It's not about Abraham. Do you know they did not say amen? Truly, it's not about Brother Augustine. It's not about Kenneth Hagin. It's not about Abraham. It's not about Jesus. I'm sorry. It's not about Frisbee. It's about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because all the ministers are pointing us to Jesus, not to a man. Man cannot save you. See what Jesus Christ did here now? He went to the cross of Calvary. Let's go to Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. That is Gospel of John chapter 1. The verse I want to read is verse 11. Verse 10 says, he was in the Word, and the Word was made by him. And the Word knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them God gives power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. Have you received Jesus Christ? Right from that moment, you become the very child of God. Hallelujah. It's of the Spirit. The moment you receive Jesus Christ, I received Jesus Christ late 1975. The unfortunate thing is that in Uniben, I was not a student. My baby sister, the one in Gilbert, who is next to the one who passed away now, was the one who invited me to come. That is how I gave my life to Jesus. I did not put it down the very day, but I remember it's late 75. Do you know the day you gave your life to Jesus is so important than the day you were born? Angels, they recorded that name. When you leave your body, they are going to tell you the day you gave your life to Jesus. We're supposed to be celebrating that day, not Christmas, not even your birthday. The first person that celebrated birthday in the Bible was, what was his name? That king, remember? Does somebody remember the name of the king? Oh, Pharaoh. No, not Pharaoh. Herod. Amen. And he used the head of John the Baptist to conclude it. I, for one, I don't have much about birthday. But I want to celebrate Jesus all the time. Verse 13. But which was born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word was made flesh, Jesus. Remember what I read just now, 1 Corinthians? The last Adam. He paid the price. He was there on the whipping post. They used the whip on his back. By whose stripes you were healed. He paid it all. Now let me go to my message today. Let's go to Colossians. Chapter 1. Are you with me so far? Hallelujah. Say, I am somebody. I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. In Him I live. In Him I move. In Him I have my being. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. I want you to see verse 21. And you that were sometime annihilated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. There's a condition here now, verse 23. If you continue, it's not he that runneth halfway. He that endureth to the end. When is the end? You have to endure. Trials of life will come. No matter how you like it. Even you fast 40 days. There's a gentleman that fasts 40 days every year. There's still a lot of opposition. But they cannot kill him. They kill with AK-47. Shooting, it will not go through. It's good to go higher, higher. Pressing. Please put this scripture on the screen. Luke 16:16. We have to press into the kingdom. Luke chapter 16. The law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. And every man presseth into it. My question to you, are you still pressing? Thank God you came to the church today to hear the word of God. After church, what do? You keep pressing. When no one praying with you, you pray alone. At times you wake up at midnight and continue to pray, blasting the tongues. Do you know there are powers of darkness in that area? They don't like it. When you go back to bed, they start attacking you. No, it's for you to continue pressing. Because you are scattering their work and all the things that they are doing in the atmosphere, in your environment. Your prayer is disturbing them. Don't be afraid of them. Remember what Jesus Christ said? You are of God, little children. You have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What did he say? He said, you are of God. God is your father. The victory he wrought on the cross of Calvary is for you, not for himself. Jesus Christ did not die for himself. He died for you. And that is why to complete it, he resurrected on the third day. And he ascended. But before he ascended, do you know he was ministering to people? Still preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You that were sometime annihilated, enemies in your mind, were a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel. Jesus Christ paid the price and brought us in. But keep pressing. The kingdom is yours. The kingdom of God is already within you. The kingdom of God is already moving with full force, with power. Brethren, I need to announce to you, there's a revival around the corner. It's going to cause trouble to the government. they cannot stop the students. Both in the high school, university, even in the elementary school, the power of God will fall. Hallelujah. Black man matters, or whatever they call it. It was hijacked by some people. But the work the Lord is going to do is beyond that. Hallelujah. Brethren, we need to pray. Someone saw that the military were sent to the pulling boots area to protect people. Those are the common thing we experience in Africa. Now it's going to happen in America. Because they don't want them to hijack the election. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me stress again this 22 and 23. In the body of his flesh, true death, that is Colossians, to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable before him. See, that is God's goal, to present you to himself. Say it. Say, God will present me to himself. Amen. Before God will present you, he's working on you. That's what, if a rebuke will come, it's not for offense. Last time, when I was here, I shouted, I said, stop it. It was what the Lord told me. I asked the Lord, revive us. He said, go read Acts. No, read Joshua. And what stood out there was, what was this guy's name? Who hid those garments? And Achan. So when there's an Achan in the body of Christ, it will affect every other person, isn't it? That's why I said it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, let's go further. Verse 23. If you continue in the faith, the race that we are running. I started my own late 75. My wife started her own 72. We are still running the race. Until we see Jesus Christ face to face, we are not going to stop. My crown is my crown. It's not for somebody else. Let no one take your crown. Hallelujah. No matter what is happening in the world today, it's not for you. It will not come near your dwelling. That is why God gave us Psalm 91. It's for your protection. Now, when you go to a medical doctor and they prescribe medicine for you, take it 3 times a day. The word of God, we should do it that way. Hallelujah. Take Psalm 91 3 times a day. Are you still here? It's medicine. The word of God is medicine to all our flesh. As you take Psalm 91, the plague will not come near you. Remember Goshen happened here on planet Earth. In the book of, in the land of Egypt. The Egyptians were suffering. The Israelites were protected. Apply the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I need to say this to you. I know Brother Frizzy mentioned it in the 80s. There's a mountain coming from the sky. He said, was it 2011 or 12 that he missed the planet Earth? Now, by 2025, with power camera, you can see that thing coming. 2029, it's going to land. They say it will land in California and Mexico. Can you imagine the number of people that will die? We need to pray. Praise the Lord. It's not to make you fear. It's for you to wake up and continue to pray. Hallelujah. If that thing miss the earth before, let it miss the earth forever. Hallelujah. Stretch your hand. Say, oh God, have mercy upon us. Let not the righteous perish with the wicked. This evil, this judgment that is coming upon the land, let it not touch us and our loved ones. In the name of Jesus, let it pass the earth again. In Jesus' name, amen. In Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you shall agree, touching anything on earth, it shall be done by your heavenly Father. Are we in agreement? God has said us. Do we believe? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But I, for one, I will not live in California. Not me, Umba. No. Because the earthquake enough is enough for me not to go there. It's only twice I have visited. I just drove through California and came back the same day. No, I can't live there. No, not for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to verse 27, the same chapter. To whom God made known what is riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is Jesus Christ, is he in you? There's a hope. The hope, the splendor, the realm of God is beyond, is just be ahead of you. Very soon, it become a reality. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Corinthians says, God is changing us from glory to glory. Metamorphosis. Metamorpho. He's changing us. I remember when I was newly born again, I was powerful with anger. I was in a meeting. And a man was ministering at that time in Ibadan, Resurrection, Chapel of Resurrection. He said, have you ever seen a man who's always angry with himself? That was me. But God delivered me. Because I was a baby, I didn't understand what they were saying. Though I'm already born again, I cannot understand. But God started teaching me, growing me up. Today, I can stand with confidence and share with people. Hallelujah. The Lord is changing us. Say, the Lord is changing me. From glory to glory. In Jesus' name. Now, the change will be quicker if you meditate on the word of God day and night. Let me give you a quick testimony. I was studying Elijah, the Tishbite, the rusty figure. Then I came to when the ravens will bring meat and bread to him. I said, a bird? And the nature of that bird, not supposed to do that. I said, I started meditating on it. Do you know, I fell asleep. The next thing I saw, dew were coming upon me. Meditate on the word of God day and night. See, book of Psalm, chapter 1 says, if you do that, you will be like a tree planted by rivers of water. God has a goal. And the ingredients and the power that will change you is there in the word of God. Because the word of God is a seed. The word of God is life. The word of God is spirit. As you take in the word of God, you take in the life of God. And it will begin to bring change from glory to glory. From glory to glory. No wonder John said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him even as he is. He that had his hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. Do you have that hope? Please, wake up that hope that you will be loved, you will be like Jesus. Resemble him in every way. Verse 28. Whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That is the best way we can present every man to God is by teaching them the word of God, preaching, encouraging them, exhorting them. Verse 29. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to the working which worketh in me mightily. We have to strive. We have to contend. We have to continue pressing and keep pressing. And I've discovered some believers, when they listen to a message one time, They don't go back again. That is how God trained some of us. We keep playing the cassette over and over again. When you play it, you may not get everything. You go back again. You say, so that thing was there before? You put it down. So, and it will go into your spirit. Time will come, you will need it. And you find it flowing, saying the same thing. And it will work. That is why we have to take time to meditate on the word of God day and night. I went to a meeting by my friend Raymond Nonim. This brother that came from South Korea, maybe you've read their book, Baptized with Blazing Fire. It's there in spiritlessons.com. You will see it there. It's free for everybody to read. I had a young pastor, not the main pastor now. I said, pray for me. And he closed his eyes. He looked at me. He said, do you like Rolls Royce? I didn't say yes or no. He said, you are royalty. He said, I see, you are not the one driving. You stretch your feet. And he said it again the second time. Tina, I didn't say yes. Because that is not my heart desire. My heart desire is to win souls for the kingdom. Hallelujah. That I later discovered I'm the one limiting God. God wanted me to live a life of supernatural. Our God is supernatural. They who are serving him are supposed to live a supernatural life. Hallelujah. You read the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. There he said, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word and become it unfruitful. Go to work, come back, you are tired, you eat, you sleep. At times you are not able to pray. I find myself praying on my bed because I'm tired. Cares of this life. Brother, we need to press in. We need to wake up. Hallelujah. And continue pressing. Pressing. In those days, you used to set days aside for fasting and praying. How come you don't do that? There's too much food in America. Please fast and pray. Fight on the battle, brethren. We will not come here to stay. If we happen to fight, we are sure to win. Hallelujah. We will meet on the rapture day. Do you know the rapture is not just come for people because they go to church, they go to rapture day. Check your Bible. Check the life of Enoch. He said he pleased the Lord. Is your life pleasing to the Lord? Check it. Now, what I'm sharing with you now is for me too. If my life is not pleasing, I'm not going. So, as the time is running now, and the time is very short for Jesus Christ to come, we need to put things in order. Hallelujah. The exhortation this morning about Bible review was good. Break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord until you come to real righteousness upon you. There was another thing that young man told me. I asked him to pray for my wife. He said, put her on the line. When I called my wife, he said, let her pray in tongues. He said, she's anointed. He said, but there was something I saw. He smeared something on her, the boot which she was wearing. He said, a lot of accusations. The Lord deliver us from accusation, false accusation, in the name of Jesus. It's not good. The enemy wants to use it to pull us down. We must go up. Hallelujah. I continue to press and press in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me sing this song. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble. Tremble where you die when they crucify my Lord. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes he causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when he rose from the grave? Were you there when he rose from the grave? Sometimes he causes me to tremble. Were you there when he rose from the grave? Were you there? Amen. I want to pray. Now, today you've heard my voice sharing the word of God with you. You know you've not given your life to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus. But more trouble are coming. Jesus Christ is the only way of escape. And if you are here in the congregation, you've not given your life to Jesus, please just step out. We'll pray with you. Today will mark the beginning of new things in your life. And you are hearing me from the internet, and you are sick. Jesus Christ is still in the business of healing the sick. It's a fulfillment. He has already paid the price. I'm going to pray for you. This morning I saw someone with a hand stretched out, and the problem is with your hand and your feet. I stretch my hand towards you. I say, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of infirmity. I command it to loose your hold. Let this one go. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this fire that appeared now. Let it rest upon this man. Let's go through the camera and fall upon each one of them. As many that are having that problem. Or as many that are sick. Because your word says in the book of Acts, chapter 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with Holy Ghost and with power. Who went all about doing good. Healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Diseases, you are an oppression. It's not from God. So I break your power in the lives of those who are sick. I say, let it go. In the name of Jesus, be healed. If you need Jesus, say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I've heard your word. I believe Jesus is your son. Forgive me my sins. I invite you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Turn my life around. Empower me to live for you all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to the family of God for praying that prayer. You are now my brother and my sister. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, a kidding for my sins. Choir, I need your help. To redeem me. Hallelujah, he arose. To redeem me. Jesus died on the cross.
on the cross, on the cross, so redeeming. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together, everybody. Thank you, Pastor Augustine, for a wonderful sermon. This is from the church leadership. We are apolitical. We are not for any political party in GMI Church. Neither are we for Democrats or for Republicans. We encourage everybody to vote. It is your civil duty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage everybody to vote. It is your civil duty. But this church here, we are not for anybody but Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you vote your conscience, you do what you believe is right, and the Lord takes the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We don't like to bring anything to the pulpit. And that is the stand of GMI Church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.